Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack, powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Very well played, Nicholas. Very well played.
My man.
Peg! Al Bundy and, of course, your guys' favorite, one of them.
You said Peg, and speaking of moms, someone said the mom from Family Matters. I'm gonna have to go no. I mean, I remember her and I pulled a picture up, but I'm gonna have to go no on the mom from Family Matters.
looking up right now.
Yeah, you'll be with me on that one. And then of course we got another mom on Family. Raheel's correcting my pronunciation of Topanga. Thanks, Raheel.
Yeah, it was one.
He also, but Raheel's also the guy that
he
calls him
it
Nae
like
Nae.
Right after though.
I mean, who cares? I mean, it doesn't matter.
Raheel's also the guy that calls him Nae Nae instead of Nae Nae.
Words don't matter on the radio, do they? I got a real quick. I'm not changing subjects. We're gonna stick with this. Click, Charles. We'll get to you guys in a second. But Mega Blast 9 on Twitter, and myself and Adrian M33 have been having this discussion because Adrian sent out a pretty funny tweet where he was like, it was a conversation where he was like. Somebody said Hillary lost, meh. Trump won, eh. The McRib is back. Oh my God, I'm going crazy, like, because the McRib is back. And JD starts chiming in. He's like, "Really? Is it back?" And I was like, "Ha ha ha!" And he goes, "No, for real. Like, I'm fat. Is it back? Seriously, I need to know." And then he just tweets me like a McRib locator. JD is all in on the McRib. We found that. And I got one more thing I got to bring up. Laura Pope said, "Oh, so Barry does have a deal breaker. It's following Rodman."
Pretty good.
I guess I do have a deal breaker.
We're moving her up, by the way, in the living room. Every day, Miss Pope gets
I guess I do have a deal breaker. It would be going after Rodman.
Slim Medina says, Olivia Diabo, the sister on The Wonder Years. Worth a look, kids.
Yeah.
It's worth a look.
Nestor Carmona said, Pam from Martin had a donk. That is true.
Yeah, that is true.
That is true.
Pam and Gina both. We're pretty hot on Martin, so yep, for sure.
Then Martin got rung up for beating her up, didn't he?
Well, no, sexual harassment. Huh. Yeah, he lost all the girls.
You
on
know
the
what
70s
the response
show.
Was? Damn, Gina.
Right. Jason LeBlanc said all the girls from that 70s show. Not bad. Not a bad choice at all. You want to do more calls?
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
Click. You've been waiting. Click. What's up?
Hey. Facts of life. The girl Lisa Welch. She was a blonde.
That's Blair. Yeah, Blair on the Facts of Life.
She's actually like a glass of wine or a bottle of wine. She's actually got a lot better the older she's got.
Okay, so now you're telling me to look her up now, because I wasn't a fan of any of the chicks from Facts of Life.
Oh, Blair was always. Blair was the super
hot. No, they tried to make her hot, but no.
She's hyper-religious.
Yeah, thank you.
Too.
Thank you, Click. That hair was always weird, right?
Yeah.
Well,
what about the Nancy? Nancy, I think it's McKeon.
Yeah, that's what we said. Yeah, it was Blair versus Joe. You either liked one or the other. Most people didn't like both, but you're right. Joe was sneaky hot, and Blair was forced to you to be hot.
Yeah, the brunette girl was more of a let's hang around, sit on the couch, watch football, and drink beer with you girl.
Yeah.
Yep, for sure.
Yeah. So no one's going to go Edna from Facts of Life, Miss Garrett?
No.
Nobody?
No. Not
Come
even
on,
back
Click.
When she was on Sesame Street.
Click. I'll give you Edna. You can have Miss Garrett.
No. She can watch.
There you
All right,
go.
Click. Thanks for the call,
Click,
man.
Good call, man. Thanks. All right, Charles, you got some splaining to do, because if they heard what we see on
what?
The board, this one could be disturbing, but you want to talk about Mrs. C?
Talking about Marion Ross from...
That's Mrs. C.
Oh.
Mrs. Cunningham.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, now when I was a kid, no, she didn't do anything for me. But, you know, you watch some of those old TV reruns, like on The Cube or something like that, and you look at her and you're like, hey, Mrs. Cunningham was kind of hot.
What?
Yeah, you're the sickest one on all
Charles.
The
Yep.
Charles,
my man.
I can't do that. I could go Leather in the Suedes. I could go Pinky Tuscadero. I could even go a little Joni on you. But, man, Mrs.
Right.
C.?
I'd go Fonz before I went Mrs. Cunningham.
Wow.
All right. What about Endura on Bewitched?
I gotta look this up.
I gotta look up
Bewitched. Why are you laughing? Charles is laughing when he's giving out the names. Charles, you can't be laughing.
Endura.
What about Carol Brady? Carol Brady.
Come on, man.
Dude, what's
Agnes
wrong with you?
Moorhead was the. You're talking about the original Bewitched.
Charles, man, you got some issues.
Yeah,
you need
man.
Counseling,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, the original Bewitched.
Charles,
you need to go watch Summer Catch and worry about that.
You need counseling.
And switch your hobby style.
Okay, what about Shirley Jones on the parking
table? Oh, my God.
We got to go, Charles.
This guy needs to go.
You definitely are going to have to earn that spot in the living room because that one,
Charles,
boy.
Who was it that said the Golden Girls? That Charles and that dude need to hook up and have a marathon.
A marathon, please, just suggesting names. Yeah. Holy moly.
Just like an old lady. I bet, you know what? This is why grandma porn exists for guys like Charles.
Yeah.
Because I was always like, who watches this? Charles does.
Cannot deny that.
And the other dude that likes the Golden Girls. Because, you know, you see some of these porn categories and you're like, who would want to watch this? Well, now I know. Now I know. The same people that listen to the show.
Barry, that's why there's somebody
want
out
grandma
there for
porn.
Everybody.
I guess.
That's what it
comes down
to.
But I just looked up Agnes Moorhead.
That's
and
the lady
it looks
from the
like,
original Bewitched.
It looks like Dick Van Dyke in drag. I'm not even lying.
You know
like this
looks
woman
like?
Looks like a dude.
It looks like the leathery smoker in Something About Mary.
Oh, kinda, yeah.
That's what she looks like.
Oh man, that's not good, Charles. You're gonna have to step your game up, man.
Yeah. So we've got all the time in the world if you want to keep chiming in with who you thought was hot on what sitcom you watched when you were a kid growing up or when you first started taking notice for real. We can get to that. We've got one in the books, two to go. We've got plenty more to talk about. We talked about the Rockets. We talked about, we haven't talked about the fact yet that the Texans are preparing for the Jacksonville Jaguars. They are back on the practice field. Bill O'Brien already has had a press conference this week where he admitted his shortcomings as a team offensively, what they need to do to get better. What are your thoughts on it? You can do that as well. We are here till 4 o'clock. We are at 713-780-ESPN, or you can hit us up on Twitter, which a lot of you are, because we are getting a lot of great suggestions on a lot of great females and a lot of shows that we wouldn't say were great, but we watched. So we can cover that as well. And then, as always, Nick always reminds me, and I always forget, but this time I'm going to tell you guys, go to ESPN975.com. You can listen on your computer, or better yet, download the app. That way you can take us anywhere and everywhere you go. That way you will never have a problem with a signal. You can always listen to us even if you're not in the same state. If anywhere in the United States and around the, I guess, even Canada, if you're deciding to...
Yeah, it crosses borders.
React to
the
election.
The internet is everywhere.
If you want to react to the election and head for the border, you can take us there too.
I tell you what.
Barry prefers the doorbell and back if you ever see him on the road.
Huh?
When traveling, the doorbell in the back is the best way to reach you.
Oh. No. Nasty
so that's just
ass
something
Joel.
You can work out when you see Barry
I was
on the
like,
road.
What? No. Don't be coming up ringing my doorbell. That is inappropriate, Joel. Don't be giving people ideas about that.
This is what, and by the way, Ron Wells just chimed in, I dream of Jeannie, which is, I forget what her name was, but that shows you we run the gamut in terms of,
yeah.
That's a little older, but yeah, I mean, there was a lot of people that thought I dream of Jeannie was hot.
Yeah, I guess so. Intern Trey out there says Zoe Deschanel.
Yeah, but see, he took it too far again.
Did he?
Yeah, is the best looking woman on TV.
Yeah, okay.
But look at how he spelled, instead of woman, look at how he spelled it.
Women.
Yeah.
Damn it, Trey. I'm trying to prompt you
Come
up
on,
as intelligent,
Trey.
You keep letting me down. Blade Brown said Tatiana Ali from Fresh Prince. Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. Loring Laughlin from Full House and Jessica Biel. Jessica Biel was
100%.
She was bad.
Very, very hot. What about you know who fell off the planet but is like a billionaire and no one knows it? Jessica Alba.
Yeah. What is up with that?
Jessica Alba like has her own clothing line and kids' clothing line or something like that, and she's like literally a billionaire.
What show
but
did she
I was
do?
Trying to remember what she did back in the day because there was a short period of time there where she was considered to be really, really hot.
I would have to say she might be one of my all-time... Like, I was a big Pam Anderson guy coming up. I always thought she was really hot.
Yeah.
Right.
But I would say Jessica Alba overtook that top spot, you know, growing up as I got older. I just always thought she was really bad because she had kind of that sexy and classy look to her. Like, some of these girls, like Christina Applegate is slutty sexy.
Yeah.
But like, Jessica Biel
it's
was, like,
girl
sexy,
next
classy.
Sexy.
No,
yeah.
El Jefe chimed in with Brenda Song and Ashley Tisdale. I'd have to look up Brenda Song. I'm not sure who that is.
I forgot about Katie Holmes. Did you guys like Katie Holmes?
No.
No.
And then
not
it got worse
really.
With Tom Cruise, but no.
Yeah, not really.
See, she had the girl next door look.
Definitely. She was like the sneaky hot, but I was never, I always
like,
see what people saw in her, but it was never like she was
Phoebe
never
Cates,
in my top 10
Phoebe
or whatever.
Cates had that girl next door sneaky look.
Yeah.
For
yeah.
Fast Times. Okay. Jessica Alba.
Yeah.
I mean, it had to be the movies, right? Because she started with The Secret World of Alex Mack. Then she was on Dark Angel for 2 years when she was 19 years old. Then appeared in Honey, Sin City, Fantastic Four, Into the Blue, and Fantastic Four, Rise of the Silver Surfer as movies.
Really?
I guess MTV just made her a
so
name.
So she was never a TV star?
I read the TV. Her TV credit is Dark Angel for 2 years.
Okay. See,
when she was 19.
Huh. All right. Well, I guess then she can't. She's out because, well, no. If she was TV, that's fine. But we were talking sitcom more than anything. So it's kind of getting out of bounds. But I'm trying to figure out who else. We're getting tons of texts. Like, I can't even keep up with Lisa Kudrow from Friends.
No. Phoebe, not so much.
Yeah.
All right, well, we'll try and gather our thoughts and regroup on the text and the tweets and get some of the best ones out there for you. But if you wanted to keep talking about that, we can. Otherwise, hit us up and talk Texans, talk Rockets, talk anything you want to talk about till 4 o'clock. We're going to be here. You might as well be here, too. 713-780-ESPN. Hit us up on Twitter. We are ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack, powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
It's not even the fourth quarter at Camp Randall. You got them jumping around. I like it. Attaboy, Nick. You want to pack it up, pack it in? Let me begin. We started the day talking about the Rockets, and we've somehow twisted into a downward spiral, maybe an upward spiral, talking about what gave you an upward spiral as a youngster growing up when you started to take notice of sitcoms and hot girls on it. And the list just keeps on going. The text messages have been flying off the chain.
Yeah, I can't keep up with the text
messages. Twitter
messages
are filling up. Trey is actually spelling names correctly, even though they're not your ordinary names, as we continue to take phone calls. We've been doing pretty good and having a good time with it as well.
Not to change the subject too much, because we'll get back to this, because there's still a tons of texts and tweets. But somebody texted in and wanted to know, what's the name of the game that Raheel plays, the uncomfortably close to kissing game? That's gay chicken. Yeah, that's gay chicken. Just so 281, whoever texted that in. Yeah, it's called gay chicken. So I don't know if they're looking to set up a league or what. I have no idea, but that's what it's called. So somebody, I think it was El Jefe, that tweeted this. And I got to tell you, she was always one of my favorites, and she never got a lot of run. But did you guys ever watch the George Lopez show?
A little bit, yeah.
Do you remember the wife, Angie?
Vaguely.
Go look her up. Constance Marie is her name. I always thought she was really hot. Like, I thought she was, especially as I got older. Like, if you were a younger dude, maybe not. But, you know, being in my late 30s, Constance Marie, she was pretty bad.
She is pretty.
Yeah.
I remember.
Yep. What else you got, Joel? You got any over there?
I'm looking at it, but...
Joel's researching now. Why are you only typing with one hand? Put your other hand back up on the...
Exactly. I have both hands. Wait a minute. If I can be... I am not! No! A lot of sneaky Thelma from Good Times coming in. A lot.
Right. Tat's on the phone. Tat, what's up, man?
What's going on? How you guys doing this afternoon?
Good. How are you, man?
You?
Oh, man, I'm doing great. I just want to put my name in the head for Thelma. Man, that's a mic dropper right there.
Really?
Shut it down right there.
That does it? End all be all?
My opinion.
Now, did you?
That's the only one I know.
Tat, did you ever watch Martin?
I did.
Were you a Pam or a Gina guy?
Both.
Both? Okay, but if you had to pick one.
There's nothing wrong with that.
If you had to pick one.
If I had to pick one, I had to go with Pam.
I was going to say, most everybody picks Pam, right?
I had to go with Pam. That is correct.
Yeah. She did have that donk, as they said earlier on Twitter. All right, Tat, man, I appreciate the call. Thank you.
We appreciate it, too. Hey, Slim Medina said Debbie Dunning from Home Improvement, who played Heidi.
Yeah, she's pretty.
She is pretty. That was a good call. Yeah.
Somebody was talking about Jodie Sweetin from Full House. Do you guys remember her? Jodie Sweetin?
Yeah, but I didn't like the way she looked.
Chase Tanner said Jodie Sweetin from Full House, now, not then. Meth did her good.
Yeah.
What? No, that's not a thing. Meth doesn't do you good. Now I got to go look her up.
Now here's the thing.
She did
Chase,
good considering
El Jefe,
she was doing.
By the way, and Trey are a lot more similar than you think.
Uh-oh.
both were big and not even in the closet Disney fans.
Okay.
That are just rattling off Selena Gomez. I mean, every Disney show, they're throwing it out there. I think El Jefe and Trey should get together for like a hit a Rockets game or something like that and hang out, because they might be a little bit more similar than we think.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Does Trey drive a unmarked squad car?
Well, if he doesn't, we can make sure he drives an ambulance, and then they can go do things together. It would really work out. They can carpool. One night they're in the ambulance, next night they're in the unmarked squad.
It could be our care of business. Public service crew.
El Jefe said Hayden Panettiere.
Mm, yeah.
Then he followed that up with Vanessa Hudson from another Disney show.
Okay.
So Mickey Mouse and Minnie's network was right out there for El Jefe. It was very obvious.
Yeah, that's pretty weird. One more. Summer Sanders.
Summer Sanders was on Inside
Figure
Stuff.
Figure it out.
Well, but she was on Inside Stuff. She was an Olympic swimmer from Stanford. She hosted Inside Stuff with Ahmad Rashad.
But this was when she was on Figure It Out on Nickelodeon. That was from Tyler. Because we're talking about
same girl.
Yeah, the ones growing up like that you had a crush on when you were a kid. I was trying to think of like some of the other shows that I watched. Like I watched Family Ties, but I never thought that the sister was hot on Family Ties. You don't even know the show, Nick. You're too young.
LFP says, hook us up with tickets, and I'm down for the Rockets game, of course. Yeah, and I bet he wants Saturday night, too, because they're playing the Spurs.
Yeah.
And Tyler Miller says, Mila Kunis. We were just saying in the break that was another Jeter girl. Like, Jeter's list includes a lot of these girls.
Jeter's coaching tree.
I'm telling you what.
He is the Bill Walsh of hot chick coaching trees. Yes. Like, he's unprecedented. Apparently now they've all got the herpes. I don't know if that's a real thing.
And apparently back in the day, they all got the gift basket with the baseball in it.
Yeah.
Because everybody that's been with Jeter gets a gift basket with a baseball and a limo ride home.
Jeter's been with a lot of these sitcom girls. Like
He ran through.
I'm just looking at it now.
Well, that's what I just said.
I know, but I'm just looking at the list
His
now.
List is our list, basically.
But there was a time, and I'm almost positive it's not true, but there was like this joke thing about like 6 degrees of Jeter. Or like everyone had herpes because of Jeter or something. Do you remember this? I got to go find this. It was pretty ridiculous. But it was pretty funny at the same time. People come up with some creatively ignorant stuff.
That was done locally, too, with some players that played professional sports in this town.
Name names, Joel.
I am not naming
names. Name names.
New.
Oh, damn
new,
you.
New, new,
damn you. What does this say? You guys are lame. Okay.
Hey, thanks for playing. Yeah. You get options. Use them.
Yeah.
So, by the way, did we know that Derek Jeter married Glenn Davis from Soccer Matters niece?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Did you know that, Nick?
He settled down.
Hannah Davis, the Sports Illustrated model. Yeah. Glenn was at the wedding, rolling with Derek Jeter. That's how he does it. So basically, and Vita Guerra, who you was the big Maxim magazine chick. That was another Derek Jeter. Vita Guerra.
Yeah.
She had the booty.
Now, are you? Have you guys ever watched... what is the sitcom now? Somebody, by the way, mentioned Penny from Big Bang Theory. Kelly Cuoco.
Okay.
She's okay.
Yeah, she's pretty hot. But what's the one? I can't think of the name. It's got the dude from... I'm totally blanking.
Yeah.
I'm struggling
right now.
So while
you're blanking, I'll Laminac here. And you can think of it, but Derek Jeter's exes... Okay, so we covered, and one we didn't cover, who ended up being, here I go now.
Okay.
Justin Timberlake's wife, Jessica Biel.
Yeah.
Jessica Biel was always kind of that girl next door, but a little hotter, sneaky hot.
Yeah.
But Jeter goes Vanessa Minnillo, Joy Enriquez, Jordana Brewster, Vita Guerra, then Jessica Biel, Minka Kelly was the one I was trying to remember.
Damn.
Hannah Davis. He covered some ground.
Good coaching tree right there. That's a quality
Jordana
stable.
Brewster, she's the Fast and Furious girl, I think, right?
Oh, is she? Who is? Okay, so I'm trying to put this together.
Yes, you are correct.
I am really trying to. So the dad on Married with Children.
Which is Al Bundy.
Is it a sitcom now?
Yeah, of course. And I thought about the same thing. Why hasn't anybody Sofia Vergara?
Yes.
Why hasn't anybody?
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, God. Sofia Vergara.
She's a smoke show.
Yeah, the minute that show debuted, everybody was like, who cares about Al Bundy? Who's he married to?
Yeah, yeah. That's the one I was trying to come up with.
Yeah.
But I've heard she's like bat bleep crazy, too. Just like out there nuts, which That's fine. If you got all that ass, you could be a little crazy.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna judge you.
Yeah, I mean, she's gonna be one of those chicks. She's gonna be hot like at 7.
Yeah,
it's insane.
Yeah, but just forgive me, I forgot on Jeter that he also dated former Miss Universe Lara Dutta. So he,
oh nice,
yeah, he did work. And not Mariah bad. Carey was in there as well. Peter, you want to chime in? Peter, I hate to say this, but how old are you?
Me?
Yeah,
41.
41.
Damn, I'm older than you, Peter.
And you had a crush on Linda Carter as Wonder Woman?
Well, she looked good. You have to admit, she looked
yeah,
good.
Yeah, how old were you, you think, when you watched the show, Peter?
Well, I think I was like 8. Yeah. I was a horny little kid.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's why it makes sense. Like, now, you're like, but back then, yeah, she was bad.
Although, she was just on the Today Show, and, you know, for her age, she takes care of herself very well.
Yeah, and you know who else? The lady that played Wonder Woman. I always imagined her on top of me. I finished, like, in a second.
I'm sorry?
Okay.
What was that?
Well, Peter, you've made it weird.
He said he
finished, and if he imagined her on top, he'd finish in a second. That's...
Okay.
Peter made it weird now.
See, Thanks, Peter. This fits perfectly. So don't be a Richard, and also don't be a Peter.
That was weird.
Because that just doesn't work if you're starting to reference your Peter when you're calling our show. All right, Marshall, you're next. What do you got? Let's hope you can follow Peter in a good way.
I just wanted to go with the twins from Sister Sister.
Oh,
really?
Yeah, they're good looking.
Okay.
Yeah. Nice job, Marshall. That's a good pull right there. And also, very creative. Has not been mentioned yet, I do believe.
That's correct.
Well done.
Joe Garcia mentioned another one. Kat Dennings.
No clue.
No clue either.
One of the girls from Twilight. She was in a couple of...
I never watched Twilight, but that's not a TV show, is it?
No, but she was in a sitcom as well.
Oh,
like
she...
a Disney sitcom. I forgot which.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, Kat Dennings is now on the Two Broke Girls.
There you go.
She's the brunette in Two Broke Girls.
Yeah. Okay.
There you go. I'm proving to Barry I used both hands and I got that on Google.
I think I remember. I think I remember. Yeah. I don't know who brought that up, but you could do
Garcia
better.
Joe Garcia on Twitter.
Joe, you could do better. You go back to Mama's family or whatever.
Barry just wants to kill everybody.
Dude. I'm just being honest. I'm being honest. No. Oh, look. Chase Tanner said, can we count Britney Spears and Christina Aguilera from the Mickey Mouse Club? I guess.
Sure, why not?
That's creepy. Because they were young.
How did you stop at Britney and Christina Aguilera and say that's creepy? Out of all the names we've mentioned.
I don't know. It just seems weird because I only think of them.
Nick, you're finding out more and more that as we get to know the real Barry, there are things that you're not going to be able to figure out when you're trying to find out.
I know what it is. Because when they were on the Mickey Mouse Club, I was a full-grown adult.
I was going to say, did you ever watch that?
I didn't watch it. We'll so to me, pass. They're kids. But like growing up, I was a kid watching these chicks like the, you know, the Facts of Life chicks. They were my age, basically, or older, so it wasn't creepy.
Okay.
Because now, yeah, if you're 44 and you're like, yo, that Blossom chick when she was 9 is hot. That's weird. You should not do that.
Punky Brewster
or Charles.
Yeah. 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 Or if you're just Charles, like, I like a 108-year-old woman.
And let me start rattling them all off for you in that order of top 5. That's not going to fly. Our man Clarence is always having Clarence. He's getting in next as well as Cliff.
Oh.
We'll be back with more. Don't go anywhere because we're having some fun today. ESPN 97.5. 10 years from now, we'll
still be on top. ESPN 97.5. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack, powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
What up, gang? We got a good show going today. Kind of went off the beaten path of sports for quite a while, but it sparked more than some interest in some of your memories because we started talking about mammaries and talking about boob movies and what was the first one you saw, and then we kind of slowly and seductively slid into what was your favorite sitcom growing up and who was the hottest chick on it when you started noticing girls, and we had people calling in. With that being said, it took up and occupied so much of our time we forgot to plug our man, who is here every Thursday at 2:30 in the afternoon, Mark Flood. Mark is here, and so before we get to your fantasy football questions, and by the way, Cliff Clarence and the gang, you guys can wait. We will get back to sitcom girls eventually, but we need to give Mark his due because he gives you valuable information, and in the process of doing that, one, Mark, you need to tell us what sitcom did you first start noticing chicks, and who was the hottest chick on a sitcom when you were growing up?
You know, it's actually a really easy answer for me. I can't remember the show, but Topanga. What was
Boy,
that?
She's been like Boy Meets World, Topanga. Yeah, she's like leader in the clubhouse.
Yeah, oh, yeah. If we were taking a poll, an exit poll, she is definitely in the lead.
For sure.
Yeah.
Okay, so then what was the first boob movie you saw?
Golly. Maybe Wild Things?
Oh, ooh. Okay.
Oh, boy.
Look at you.
Look at that, fancy pulling pants. It out. And yeah, hey.
I mean, Wild Things is one of those.
Wild Thing was the girls on girls, too, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I was told. I don't
know. Right.
I go to church.
Right. Okay.
I go to church. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
So if you guys got fantasy football questions, hit us up, 713-780-ESPN. Hit us up on Twitter. Hit us up through text. We're going to get them all for you. At the same time, every week we try and let Mark give you some knowledge as to how you should be going about, one, your draft, two, how you look at rating the different positions and what's most important, three, how you go and monitor things to pick a lineup every week. So from that standpoint, Mark, I would say that why don't you go over, we don't have to delve down too far, but why don't you give us your process in terms of being consistent, setting a lineup, and the best path to winning a fantasy football championship?
Absolutely. So outside of fantasy football and life, I'm a big subscriber to the 80-20 rule, meaning about 20% of the effort you put in renders about 80% of the results. So I think fantasy is kind of the same deal. There's a minimum threshold of work, and for me, it's 30 minutes max over the course of the entire week just to do your basic due diligence and consistently put yourself in a place to compete. Now, to win a fantasy football title takes some luck, but there's some things you can do that don't take a lot of time, and it's really not too much to ask to do that will... It's surprising that people don't already do this, and if you're a really strong player, you probably already do this, but for some of you who are finding yourself kind of at the bottom of the rankings, I think having a process in place can really give yourself an advantage. So to kind of put that into a step-by-step process, this is what I do on a weekly basis, and like I said, this is not rocket science. I don't spend hours and hours working on this stuff, but it starts with just... As soon as the week rolls over, so after Monday night football and your Tuesday night, our waiver wire is on Wednesday. So Tuesday night, you check the statuses, right? You look at the injury report. You just get a basic feel for the league. It takes 5 minutes. You can use that information to maybe pick up a running back that the starter got injured, or maybe even look at bye weeks down the future line, saying, hey, I've got a bye week in 2 weeks, so maybe I need to pick up a guy this week. Then I look at my matchup decision. So when I draft a team, I usually like to draft guys that don't have a lot of, I don't want to have to think too much when I draft. So I particularly construct my team to make those types of decisions easier, on myself. And so when you make those matchup decisions, right, you want to give yourself a little bit of time and just do your due diligence there, mm-hmm. and make that decision. The rest of the week, I kindly lightly monitor situations, if just check here or there,
injury
minute here.
Reports and things
exactly.
Like that,
yeah. Minute here, minute there. I'm not spending tons of time. And then again, on Sunday, our waiver wire on Sunday rolls at 10 a.m. So anything that gets done has to be done by 10. I do a last little check to make sure that no one's a late minute scratch and move forward there, right? And so every week I'm putting, like having an empty roster spot is unacceptable in fantasy football.
Sure.
If there's a guy that's questionable, and you are not very, very sure he's playing, you've got to make a move there. And waiting until players are locked is inexcusable on a week-to-week basis.
But it's a tough situation because you want to drop, if you've got to make a move and you want to get rid of someone that's not going to be valuable to your team for the long haul, right? You want to take someone at the end of your roster. Hopefully you have a 15 to 18 man roster just so that you can make a move without losing one of your core players.
So it's going to be a case-by-case basis. In our league, we have very small bench size. I think our bench is only 5 players, so we don't have a lot of wiggle room. And so we're forced to make decisions like that every week. So, of course, if you have 2 or 3 extra players, that makes it easier. But ultimately, you've got to look at your bench and prioritize those players and say, okay, this is the most expendable player on my bench, and if one of my starters is questionable and I feel like in the situation in the opponent that I'm playing that I have to get some points from that position, you just can't risk it, especially if it's Saturday night or Sunday morning.
Our waiver goes right up till kickoff on Sundays, and I find that I will stockpile the long haul players for my team based on who guys have to dump real quickly on a Sunday morning. And I can pick up guys. Someone had to cut Roethlisberger 1 week, and I picked him up just for insurance late in the season because I was like, you know what? There's a guy I never would have had a chance to get, and I was able to pick him up. So,
boom.
Clarence, you're on hold. You want to talk to Mark? What do you got for us today?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, man. What's up?
All right. Saints at home against the Broncos. I know for the past 2 weeks we've been running more of a balanced offense. And some people say you can run on the Broncos. So how is it looking? Should I start Mark Ingram along with Drew Brees, or should I just sit him this week?
So Drew Brees is one of those guys that is a no-brainer start week in and week out. I wouldn't even look at the defense that he's playing unless you start seeing a trend. You know, he is getting a little bit older, but we haven't seen that yet. As far as Mark Ingram goes, who are your other options?
Other options, I have, what's his name from the Vikings?
Jerick McKinnon?
The second string. Yeah.
Asiata. McKinnon?
No, not Asiata, the other guy.
Jerick McKinnon.
McKinnon.
Okay, Ingram over McKinnon for sure. McKinnon's still been dicey. Even when he was healthy, he wasn't doing much, and then now he's a little bit banged up. So Ingram over McKinnon for sure.
Anybody else you got, Clarence?
I have the running back from Miami.
Ajayi? Is that how you say that?
Yeah.
Don't bury the lead, Clarence. If you got him, it seems like it's a no-brainer. You don't even have to worry about the other two.
Yeah, but sometimes he's just been... Well, lately he's been on, and I've been starting him. But and I'm asking not mostly for fantasy, but it's more DraftKings purposes.
Got it. Okay. Well, Clarence, stay on hold because I know you want to get back on sitcoms. We appreciate the call. Hopefully Mark's able to help you out. Mark, one of the guys I want to talk to you about was the fact that you look at a situation like Eddie Lacy in Green Bay, put on IR. They've been playing running back by committee, using a lot of wide receivers. Now it looks like, and I'm trying to give people a little heads up here, it looks like James Starks is getting very close, if not ready and willing and able this week, but in another week. Guy you want to keep an eye on?
You definitely want to keep an eye on it. One thing that I look at in that situation is I actually had Eddie Lacy. Eddie Lacy, who's very, very talented, wasn't particularly effective as the running back in that offense. So I don't expect James Stark's ceiling to be any higher than Eddie Lacy's was. Mm-hmm. So I'm monitoring that situation in the sense that if I take a couple more running back injuries, I'm going to need somebody to put in there, and James Starks will be a starter, which is great. But comparing him to 15 or 20 other running backs in fantasy in general on other people's rosters, I wouldn't say that he's going to be cracking that conversation.
A couple of texts. Antonio Gates or Martellus Bennett?
I'm going to go Martellus Bennett there. I really, really like what the Patriots are doing now. It reminds me a lot of what they did with Gronkowski and Aaron Hernandez. Mm-hmm. Hopefully Martellus Bennett's off-field character is better than
Aaron. It's a great interview. I can tell you that. He's a great interview.
Real quick, Lamar Miller or Blunt?
Let's see. I'm going to go Lamar Miller there.
Okay.
Jags, yep.
Nick, we got Ubaldo on hold, so what we'll do is we'll try and get him off air with Mark so that Mark can answer that question. And then, Mark, right before we let you go, tell us a little bit about the big event you guys got coming up for the big game with big prizes that people want to know about.
Absolutely. So if you are a Madden player, the week of the big game, we will be hosting a Madden tournament. The winners will receive 2 tickets to the big game.
Wow.
So keep up to date on thegamerwall.com as well as follow us on Twitter at thegamerwall. We will be rolling out registration for that in the next couple weeks. And so, again, if you're a Madden player and you want to win 2 tickets to the big game, stay on top of that and register. And
nice.
We'll get you in there.
Pretty cool. It's thegamerwall.com, and make sure you follow them on Twitter as well. We've had a lot of you guys contact us during the course of the week, and Nick and I are redirecting you guys to the Gamer Wall so that make sure you can reach Mark and get in contact with him so he can try and help you out so you guys can win some games in fantasy football. Mark's here every Thursday, 2:30 p.m. We will make sure that we actually give you a little bit more of a heads up next time. But, of course, he was able to participate in Hot Girls on Sitcoms as well, which is always a plus. Mark, thanks for joining us. We'll see you again next Thursday. And now, Clarence, Irvin, And all the rest of you that want to still chime in on your fantasy girls from your favorite sitcoms growing up, reach us 713-780-ESPN. We are ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack, powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Joel and Barry, after giving you some fantasy football knowledge, getting back to your fantasy of when you were growing up now and your sitcom girls, as we've been covering them all day long, and you guys have been flooding the text messages and Twitter accounts with lots of suggestions. Barry's been good about responding to you guys. So here it is. And Dr. Dre always has to be the guy that poo-poos on the parade. There's always one in every crowd. Good thing my favorite segment is here. Texting all the losers.
Yeah, like he texts in everybody's names. Yeah. And he'll be like, yeah, like Ubaldo had a question. He'll be like, Ubaldo's a loser. But he texts him in. I don't read him. But he texts in every person that calls or asks
the
question.
Then you got to do what I said. Change your name back to Barry's.
He's just joking.
No, I know, but before, because of his suggestion on the hot chicks, he needs to go back to his original screen name of last week, which was Barry's Nuthuggers or whatever it was.
Well, we did get a lot of questions that we didn't get to on text. So I will tell you guys, if you did text a question, hit them up at the Gamer Wall.
TheGamerWall.com.
At TheGamerWall.com on Twitter, and they will answer your questions for you. So
and Dr.
sorry
J.
we didn't get to them. I would give you advice, but...
Without the .com on Twitter, just at TheGamerWall.
Right. Oh, I don't think it's the .com on there, but yeah, at TheGamerWall.
Well, you can read... No, TheGamerWall.com is the website, or at TheGamerWall on Twitter. And by the way, Dr. Dre's advice for you guys is after you do that, then you can also go to our sponsor, BeASpermDonor.com, and you can make some extra cash for your fantasy football team when you become losers. We can solve it all for you, all in one.
Did he really say
two
that?
Phone calls? Well, he calls them losers, and I just know that because you can make money and still be a loser.
I see.
In fantasy football, you can be a winner in life. BeASpermDonor.com. That's all I'm saying. Hey, Irvin, you've been waiting the longest because we already got Clarence on his fantasy football Saints fandom, and we'll get back to him. But Irvin, you are up next. What do you got?
Hey, what's up, fellas? How y'all doing?
Good, man. You?
Good. I think it's not really like a sitcom, but more like a kid show. But you guys remember Kimberly from the Power Rangers?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
That she was cute. Smoking hot.
She was your. She did it for you, huh? Was that your number one now?
Yeah. Well, I mean, obviously it was Topanga, but I mean,
see, everybody. What was it about Topanga? Because she kind of had a wide face.
I think it was the lips. Really,
it was the legs.
Her lips. They're juicy.
Her lips.
There's something about her.
I thought you said her legs were juicy. That was going to be that's
see,
weird.
That's dirty.
That makes lips. It weird.
Just the way, couldn't you tell the way Irvin
also
said?
I wanted to give a shout out. Happy birthday to the Marines, 241 years young.
Man. We were getting to that. Absolutely.
Did you serve?
241.
Did you serve?
Yes, sir.
Thank you for your service.
Proud of it.
Absolutely. Thank you for your service. Happy birthday to the Marine Corps. Semper Fi, 241 today. 241 birthdays going strong and keeping us safe, and we appreciate it. Irvin, thanks for the call. Peter, you are next with Sitcom Girls. What do you got?
All right. There was a chick on Nickelodeon. Her name was Tyena. I don't know if a lot of people remember the show. It was she was so hot, man.
I'm going to have to look this up.
Sounds like you're looking at her right now.
Yeah, I know. You don't remember the show?
No, I'm looking at it in my head.
Well, that's what I mean.
I think it's called Tyena, the TV series.
How do you spell that?
T-A-I-N-A.
All right. T-A-I-N-A. I'm looking this up right now. Okay.
Yeah, spelled H-O-T. Yeah.
Yeah, she was hot. Yeah. Look, good for you.
As a cartoon character can be, right?
She's still in movies here and there, but oh my goodness.
Yeah, I've got her. Yeah. No, not the cartoon character. There is, Google that for sure, T-A-I-N-A. Yeah, good call, man. Thanks,
well,
Peter.
Well, if you Google T-I-A-N-A, you get the cartoon character, just letting you know.
No, I didn't. What do
all
you
right,
have?
All right, Clarence, I don't know what you got to follow up Saints fandemonium with, but we got you your fantasy football. Now who's the fantasy chick?
Well, if I had to go down one, two, three lists. Number one, of course, was Topanga because he grew up in that era.
What was it, though, Clarence? I'm trying to figure out. So we've heard she had juicy lips.
You know,
she had a wide face, though. I got to admit. Like, when I look her up.
Mr. Critical over here.
I mean, us black guys, you know, no lips, and then she was very top heavy. You know, that just did it for me.
Top heavy.
That leaves me.
Okay, go ahead.
That leads me to my number two. Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, that you know, that led me to my number two. You remember Steve Urkel's other girlfriend, Myra?
No. Do I need to look up Myra?
Yeah. I mean, she passed away.
Now you made it creepy. I'm not looking up no dead chick.
No, I'm just saying, when she was alive and she was Steve Urkel's other girlfriend.
Clarence, you can't have me looking up a dead chick. No. I can't look up a dead chick to see if she's hot.
Michelle Thomas. Yeah,
who's your number three? I can't do that. That makes it
weird.
You're
going to even risk going to number three after number two?
Yeah, yeah. Who's your number three, Clarence?
Number three was from movies, and this was like the first boob I ever saw when I was young.
Uh-huh.
And this is Miss Pam Grier.
Oh, Pam.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, no question about it. From all the movies, too.
Yeah, Miss Pam Grier. When I seen that, it just ended it all for me.
Yep, Pam was hot, no doubt, man.
She did a little acting with Jim Brown, I think, too.
Yeah, she has.
Yep.
Pam, a lot of them feels, but thanks for taking me, man.
All right, man, Clarence, as always, don't be a stranger. We appreciate it. All right. I'm not going to read all of this. Arian. You see what it says up there?
Yeah, it's Arian's fetus. That's my boy, Arian's fetus.
I don't know these things.
Yeah. He listened to Game Day forever. He was the one that would go around. He went to like Arian's fetus. Was it Ole Miss when you put the Houston Game Day logo on their locker room and took a picture of it?
I don't know which place it was.
I think it was Ole Miss.
Something like that. Yeah.
All right, Arian, forgive me for my naivety on that.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. History, bro. History.
Yeah.
Got it.
I'm old, so a lot of folks won't know this, but some dudes, if you can remember Stax from BJ and the Bear,
long time ago. Yes, that was it Judy Landers?
I don't think it was her, but, I mean, there's no better show than a man, a diesel, and his monkey, and it's like 13 hot chicks riding around. Following
them. I'm not going to lie.
What greater life could you be? What greater life could you have?
None. It was literally, they could have just changed the name of the show to The American Dream, right?
Oh, my God.
All right, man. Have a good one, thanks for the call.
Thanks, buddy. Don't be a stranger. Jonathan, we're coming to you next. Don't go anywhere. Two in the books, one to go. We are rolling along, and you are going strong with all the girls that had you going when you were a kid on the sitcom of your choice. We are ESPN 97.5. To go, as it turns to go, everybody knows I
got the magic in me. ESPN 97.5.